Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have a long-ass email here that Eric has already redacted some of it.
Thank you, Eric.
Jackson.
You are the best. Jackson, just FYI, your first three paragraphs got cut. We're going to read your last three paragraphs. A couple years ago, when I was living in one of the on-campus dorms, the RA found a small amount of weed in my room while they were doing room checks. Jesus, they actually go in and check your fucking room?
Wow.
I wouldn't go to a law. I don't think I would live in dorms where they were allowed to come into my room. That seems really bad.
I imagine that's pretty standard at any on-campus housing.
Really?
I bet the school, they liability reasons, they probably say, hey, you agree to allow people to come into your room. I bet. On-campus housing?
See, in my dorms, we were allowed to go into the RA's room because that's where we would smoke weed. But anyway, here the RA is checking rooms.
Okay.
And finding some weed. Okay, cool. I ended up receiving 6 months of housing probation and disciplinary probation for, quote, possession of an illegal drug or controlled substance. I was and still am a medical cannabis patient in the state. Yet I was in violation of the student code of conduct and residence hall rules. Is it worth mentioning that I was using medical cannabis? Or will that just sound like I'm making an excuse? I want to make it clear to the admissions offices that I have learned from my mistake and that I acknowledge I was in the wrong. I will definitely be making the addendum concise, as I know you guys would recommend doing so. However, I'm having difficulty figuring out what exactly to say. Any thoughts or guidance would be greatly appreciated. Smiley face, best, Jackson.
If this is actually true that you had... you're a medical cannabis patient, then I would absolutely say that. And it sounds like you can almost frame it in a way that makes your student code of conduct sound outdated.
Can you get it taken off of your record? That's the first thing that I would try to do.
There you go. Then you don't even have to talk about it. That's a good
point. Have you appealed yet? Have you sent in your medical cannabis documentation and said, hey, I need this taken off of my record because I was not doing an illegal drug? Nor did I ever smoke pot in my room. I happened to have it in my room, but I wasn't smoking it in my room.
As was medically required. Yeah.
Well, if I'm medically like a doctor prescribed this for me and I bought it legally in my state, and because of arcane policies, you're not allowing me to even possess it in my room. Well, where the fuck am I supposed to possess it then? Do you want me to hide it in the bushes outside the 7-Eleven or what? I mean, obviously you don't have that tone when you're doing it, but maybe you can just get it expunged from your record in the first place.
But it sounds like it might not even be a violation of the student code. This might just be poor advocacy because is it an illegal drug? If it's,
well, it is medical? Federally illegal.
Oh, under
it's a Schedule
law.
One federal drug, which is fucking ridiculous. And, you know, if our Congress ever did anything, they would decriminalize cannabis. I mean, that's fucking just so still. You've got weed right next to heroin, you know, and you've also got mushrooms next to heroin, which makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, you can talk about those things. You can also talk about alcohol, like that's right. Legal.
Meanwhile, alcohol
and
is
weed
just,
is not like
right.
What?
The United States is basically sponsored by Budweiser, right?
Yeah.
And that's the most dangerous, probably, of any of these drugs. And yet it is legal. Now, that's a different moral issue, but.
Yeah. Okay. So
it is federally illegal. I mean, that's a fact.
Okay. So you can't make that argument, but maybe just try to come at it nicely and say, hey, look, I had medical cannabis. Is there any way I can get this expunged? If you can, problem solved. If you can't, then you need to keep this addendum concise and just tell us the facts that, or tell the school the facts that you just told us, but keep it like one or two sentences.
Yeah. And I don't think it sounds like you're making excuses. You're just going to say, you know, I did have a medical cannabis card. I bought this cannabis legally in my state. However, I acknowledge that, you know, it is federally illegal. And, you know, I was in violation of the housing policy, and I would never do anything like that again.
Yep.
I don't know. Something like that.
Yep.
Thank you for writing in, Jackson.
Yeah, thank you, and good luck. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.